Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
We are live from the Cadillac Club on a big Thursday as the Mets get set to take on the Atlanta Braves. Evan and Tiki here till 6:30, and joining us right now, the man that I tried to get a long-term contract. I did everything I could with the beard. But he is here, and hopefully will be here forever, the great Pete Alonso. Pete, thank you very much for coming on, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being here. So what do you think so far of your season? You got off to an unbelievable start. Obviously, the team struggles recently. Give me your kind of impression on what you've done so far this year.
Personally, I'm very, very pleased, and I think the biggest thing I'm really the most stoked about is just the consistency, and this is, for me, something that I really worked hard on in the offseason, but once you get into the daily fight, the daily grind of the season, you got to hold on to the discipline, hold on to like the little details in order to keep continuing to compound in good days. So for me, just stoked about the consistency.
What was the biggest difference between previous years and this one, preparation-wise, that allowed you to get off to the start you got off to?
I think mechanically last year, like looking at the season as a whole, I just wasn't necessarily my best self every single day. And sometimes it's not about really, I don't know. It's like you do all the work and then like you're so over focused and like you're too zoomed in. And then once like kind of the playoffs came around, it's like, oh, it just clicked. And then it's like, I kind of look back and it's like, okay, I want to be this guy, this version of myself every single day. Cause like when I look at the playoffs, it's like, wow, that's really in a sense of like who I think I should be, who I think I am as a ball player. And it's like, how do we repeat that every single day? So the workout, the activations and everything, the cage work, everything is like, how do we keep replicating that? Or it's a long season, 162 right. games, but how can I replicate
now,
that?
Now, how hard is that? Because look, as a football player, we're playing once a week. And right. then we eat a bye week in the middle of the season. So it never feels like I was overwhelmed by having to perform. How hard or disciplined does that take to do it every single day?
I mean, there's no secret sauce, but it's the repetitiveness. Mm-hmm. It's like it's in the baseball season that's so difficult. It's like it's actually funny because when I'm like, man, Tiki's going to be on the show, sick. So if I had to explain like 2 weeks of games, so that's 14 games, that's equivalent to one NFL game.
Right.
Which is, if you put that into perspective, it's like,
it's a lot of baseball.
But if you were like in an NFL season, like how many times did you guys end up perfect?
Yeah, very few.
So it's like if you lose right. one game, it's like, okay, we'll bounce back next week. Or right. if we get a bye week, okay, we can regroup and then we'll get back at it. But baseball, it's like 14 games in the baseball season is equivalent to one
right,
game.
So basically you guys just had a week of – you just lost one game.
In
this was
terms,
football.
Yes.
So how did you come out – how do you think about trying to come out of this as a team? Not you individually, but as a
By
team.
By the way, before you continue, yeah. I don't think you understand – you saying that means so much to me. I had a fight with my former co-host yeah. for 2 weeks when I tried to explain, hey, baseball, yep. you know, every game is football, it's like 2 weeks, and he thought I was an idiot. So hearing you on WFA and explain the baseball football equivalent.
It's just a way to relate, Evan.
Thank you. No, I made the point for 2 years. I got right. yelled at. Now Pete's made it. Thank you, Pete. Now please continue your question. I apologize.
Now you
that
me
just meant
track.
A lot to me.
My
the team has been struggling.
Right,
lately.
They struggled. So you basically lost the game in football terms, but you're starting to turn it around because you won a game last night and it was pretty convincing fashion. But as a team, how do you get through that 2 week period where you're just, man, we suck today?
Well,
or we suck for the last week. How do you get through that?
Well, how you get through it is like you continue to trust in the group. I mean, the talent's undeniable. The group's chemistry, togetherness, the way that we're gelled, the way that we've mm-hmm. stuck together this entire time, it's been great. So, yes, the past couple weeks haven't been the best, for sure. Yeah, no doubt. But if you look at our overall record, it's like if you were to tell us, like, hey, this is your record Like, if we were to tell every single person, like, hey, this is what the Mets record's going to be halfway through the season, you're going to be like, okay, great, awesome, good. Good thumbs up, that's good. But I think for us, it's like we know that there's a lot more meat on the bone left for us, and what we can accomplish is literally, like, the expectations are sky high, but, like, sometimes you need to get punched in the mouth. And for us, like that's what happened, and we want to keep continuing to respond every single day and not take any little moment for granted.
Speaking of being punched in the mouth, and I can't blame you for 1999, you aren't here. Why do the Braves always punch the Mets in the mouth? Going back to 22, going back to this season, why is it always them who are doing the punching?
No one is ever going to remember. I always hear Braves, Braves, Braves. Braves were a really good team, but there was a week that we played two teams. So the Washington Nationals, I think, won maybe 70 games or less. They won 2 out of 3 against us at home. And then the Chicago Cubs won 73-ish games, and then they swept us.
Yeah.
So, okay, the Braves, phenomenal team. Like, and if we look back at the scores, it's like, okay, those are, like, really, really good baseball teams. And it's like, you know what? Sometimes when you get beat, you have to tip your cap, but there's games where – like, hey, maybe against a lackluster team, like...
You're talking about 22. Like, you look at those games more than the Brave games. Is 100%, that
100%. And then also, I remember this one game in Oakland, Jacob DeGrom...
Jake got bombed. Remember that? Like, which is rare.
No doubt. And it's like, there's so many games where it's like you look back and it's like, I'm not looking at the necessarily Atlanta ones because those are coin flip. Two heavyweight teams going head-to-head. Anything can happen.
So there's nothing here with the Braves. It's not like there's an intimidation factor or there's something about that building, because even the series last week, maybe it's a slump, but overall, the Braves have had more success against you guys than anybody. You don't think in that room there's any kind of thing about Atlanta and who's in that room and who that team is?
I mean, they got great talent, but again, like, I don't think it's anything more than what it is. Mm-hmm. Again, when you go against good teams, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I mean, it's legitimately a coin flip, but when you go against lesser opponents, like, for example, I look back in 22 against those two teams, it's like we could have picked up – if we split the series at home, we're champagne showering and hosting and hosting a DS series as opposed to a wild card. So, or even if we win one more game, we win one more game, even if we lost against the Cubs, lost the series instead of get swept – I mean, there's little things throughout the year. It's like, oh, if we didn't give away here in June. Oh, if we didn't give away here in April. When something – we didn't play clean baseball, but sometimes you get beat.
Right. That's got to be mind-numbing to think about a game making that big of a difference. And it
happens all the time. Look at last year.
Of course.
Look at last year.
I would agree with you if it wasn't always the Braves. If it wasn't always them.
Yeah, but I think
I'd say, sure, you're right. It's a coin flip.
But
they're good.
You said this yesterday, and you're absolutely right.
I said something right yesterday? What was that?
You did. You said it's circumstance, in a sense, because of who you faced. Right? Yeah. You had Schwellenbach, and you had Strider for four of these games. Right? You've lost five of them. You've had two of their best pitchers twice. So, I mean, some of it is circumstance, and I think that's how you have to look at it.
Right? No,
they have great players as well.
I mean, yeah, like, there are starters, and then also, like, Sale, like, he had an absolutely spectacular outing, and he had his Cy Young stuff. Like, he was unbelievable. So, like, and as an offense where not all of us were clicking at the right time, where it's like, hey, like, big league pitching, like, elite big league pitching is going to happen.
Let me ask you something about that, because Evan and I have talked about this a couple of times, how it feels like the pitching early in the season was so dominant. I mean, you lead in the league in ERA, really team ERA, just including the bullpen, and it felt like, man, the pitching is carrying this team. I know Juan Soto's not hitting. Pete's doing great, but eventually the bats are going to have to wake up. The bats are going to have to take their cues
when the
pitching kind of falls off a little bit. Do you guys think about that? Like, is there a relationship between – man, he's struggling today. We got to go get some hits.
Well, we got to put up runs every day. It's, I mean, because no matter who we're facing, it can be. I mean, it's the big leagues. Anyone can go get you at any single time. So no matter who we're facing, like, it could be anybody, and they're in the big leagues for a reason, because they got the best stuff in the world. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're motivated to score runs every single day.
Do you think you're getting the same pitches to hit over the last 3 weeks as you got earlier this season?
For me, I think that I think the league is like bearing down a little bit more. Like I've noticed a lot more pitches on the pitchers' pitches on the corners, or just off, or just on the corner. So it's just a matter about not sticking to the middle of the plate and capitalizing on mistakes when they do.
But it's also like, maybe it's because I'm the official defender of Pete Alonso on WFN. I don't know if you know that. But my excuse has been, I don't want to knock your teammates too much. I'll do it. You don't have to say it. You got crap behind you. No one's protecting you, which is why in spring training I said, Pete, they should hit you second. Let Soto hit behind you. Don't you think you would benefit from getting a little bit more protection? No offense to McNeil. He's fine, whatever. But don't you think it would benefit you to get a little bit more protection in your lineup, and that my idea was right, and you should bat second ahead of Juan Soto?
Well, I mean, I think Jeff has got over a 900 OPS from the second half on, so like Jeff's been doing it. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, regardless of where I'm at in the lineup, like for me, they don't want to miss over the plate because it's like, okay, like there's like for us, it's like, okay, like me and Juan, no matter where we're at in the lineup, like they're gonna be like, okay, we're not going to allow these guys to put the ball in play because these guys can leave in the park at any time. Like, Francisco's the same way. When Nimmo is hitting the ball like the way he has been, when he's hitting the ball, it's hit hard and far. So it's just how the game is. It's like no pitcher wants to just lay something in the zone because, like, we have a lineup, a deep lineup where, like, if the ball's hit put in play, it's put in play hard, chances are it's probably going to go over the wall.
So just so you know, Evan asked that exact question of Mindy at the beginning of the season, and he looked at him like he had three heads.
Yeah, he didn't like my idea.
He said no flat out.
Yeah. Do you remember what you said? You said you wanted to lead off. That's what you said.
I'd say, hey.
Have you ever led off in your life?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was like AAU game. Somebody forgot their jersey, and then their parents like, went
home. How did you do?
Oh, it was great. I got a first pitch heater and it whacked a double. It was great.
I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe you should lead off.
First pitch heater right there.
Hey, team slumps. You may try something like that.
Well, you won't try what Tommy suggested yesterday. Tommy had this wacky idea yesterday to play zone offense with the Mets lineup. So that means either you, Lindor, or Juan Soto hitting leadoff. One of the other two hitting fourth, and the last one hitting eighth or seventh.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea, Pete. I know.
Is that a terrible idea as everybody thought it was yesterday, or is there some merit to it? Nobody would have thought that like Shohei Ohtani would be leading off.
Now, Pete, before you answer, I'm Tommy. Yeah. So just know before you answer. So when Evan says he hates it, it means he secretly likes it.
No, I don't.
Tiki loved the idea yesterday.
I was like, why not?
You just said you led off before, and this isn't knocking anybody. I'm positive, Tommy. It's just about spreading out. It's not knocking anyone. It's just about seeking a problem and finding a solution.
It sounded different when he was.
I'm an idea
Pete
man.
Pete, you're allowed to punch him if you want.
I thrive on enthusiasm, Pete. Come on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
He's speechless. Is that a good thing?
No.
Oh, damn.
I have no words.
No words?
No words.
It's that dumb.
That's never been suggested, ever.
Maybe just take a little time. Can you pass it along to Mindy for me? Just say, I have this idea. You spread the four best hitters out throughout the lineup. That way, every inning, you have one of your best hitters.
It's not going to work,
you
Tommy.
You get to lead off.
You got to give this one up. You got to pass this one out.
Just give him a time to think.
No.
No? No. Not even a maybe?
That's Yeah, hard no.
Hard no. Thank you very much. We're talking to Pete Alonso from the Cadillac Club as the Mets get set to take on the Atlanta Braves. The last few games, you have made incredible plays. You made a diving play the other night, perfect throw to the pitcher covering. For that little stretch where you had the miscue throws, including the one to Senga, was it ever getting mental or was it just a defensive slump? How do you explain what was going on for that stretch?
I mean, for me, the one in New York, I mean, I just zoot it, you know, and sometimes it happens. I probably watched like every angle, like in slow motion. I'm like, yeah, my feet were set, my arm angle was good, and then I just zoot it,
right?
Like, which happens, unfortunately, and in that spot, it's going to be amplified, and yeah, I mean, that was a big moment. Just zoot a routine play. The one to Stanek, I think for me, I could have done a little bit better job of setting my feet. I didn't set my feet there. It's like, okay, that one, it's like, okay, could have set my feet. Senga, that was a tough play in the hole, and I just had to get it to him. He's an athletic guy. So I'm like, okay, get the ball to like his chest area, and then he made a hell of a play. But I think, yeah, it's just a matter about sticking to it, sticking to the routines, even though things didn't go right a couple times. But again, you just stick to the routine, trust the work that you put in.
When he got hurt, you were emotionally broke up a little bit about it, looked like it on the field. But afterwards, at least from what we heard, his interpreter came and said he probably pulled it running over. That make a difference to you?
No. Because, I mean, just being involved and, like, knowing that kind of, like, just being involved in it, knowing that it wasn't a perfect throw, it's like I just still feel, and also I feel bad because like last year he was grinding, grinding to get back healthy, and something similar happened where like he was back and then he was hurt and then he came back for the postseason, thankfully. But
right.
Yeah, just from what he's been through at a personal level, like being missing a ton of time last year with stuff, and then it's like I just hate to see that for him.
But your confidence throwing to first base, all good right now?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
good. You are about to become a father in a few months.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Congrats,
man. Thank you.
Have you started breaking down, all right, if the baby's born on this date, I got to get on a plane here.
Wait, do you know the sex?
Yeah, it's going to be a boy.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
You can't tell us the name. That's bad luck.
No, I can't do that. Do you have a name?
I mean, we probably have a laundry list full.
Yes.
Like, we're probably just going to end up waiting till he gets here.
If you want to go with Evan, I approve it.
Oh, got it. Thank you.
He's going to say, it looks like me, Junior. He's Junior.
Have you thought about the arrival date and where it may fall on the calendar and everything around that?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. Yeah, hopefully we can thread a needle. I mean, hopefully. But again, like, there's a thing where it's like, okay, like, man makes plan, God laughs. So we'll see. We'll take it as it comes. I mean, the number one thing I just want first and foremost, I want the safety of my wife and safety of the child. I mean, that's number 1A and 1B priority right there. So however the timing and whatever unfolds, like, I mean, it's going to work out. I have a firm believer that it's going to work out.
100%. Will you be a New York Met for life, Pete?
We'll see. I mean, I love it here. Like, everyone's treated my family so well. Like, the personnel has been, like, obviously awesome. Like, I've grown up here in this organization. Like, and for me, understanding the responsibility of playing in New York, like, I've embraced that. And also, like, last year, like, experiencing the playoffs and relishing in that experience here, like, that is the pinnacle of big time baseball. And no, I love it, and I hope that the you know what here, call David, call Steve.
I'm trying.
If you want to negotiate here.
I heard Scott's right. Very tough to negotiate right. with, though. I don't know if I can.
What, have you and Scott had that conversation about the opt out, or when will you have that conversation?
Whenever the season's over, however it unfolds. But for me,
so
like,
no talks now.
No. I mean, we just play ball. Focus on winning. That's really it.
Yeah, you were teammates with this guy for a while. I'm just curious. If the Rangers continue to struggle and dear Jacob DeGrom becomes available, knowing him, do you think he'd waive his no-trade to come back to New York?
He almost pits a no-hitter.
No, I know, but the Texas Rangers still stink. Do you, knowing him, because that's the real key to this, do you think he would want to come back? Be honest with me. I'll take it however you say it.
Well, I mean, he has – like, he's a guy who grew up here. But again, like, this is all like hypothetical stuff, and that's a decision that him and his family have to make. Like, if that's something your organization does, but hopefully, I just want what's best for Jake. And I mean, right now he's pitching unbelievable. Like, there's nothing more than I want for him to win his third Cy Young and pretty much punch his ticket to Cooperstown. He's an unbelievable dude, and for him missing time with the surgery, like, and being away from the game, like, I think he's really motivated and really invigorated with this opportunity he has. And I just hope wherever he ends up, no matter what jersey, I just hope he keeps shoving. Like, because
he's been great.
Yeah. I mean, he's an unbelievable dude, great teammate, and yeah, I hope he wins a Cy Young this year.
When are you gonna break Darryl's home run record? You've hit one home run in 15 games. I say that with love. You know,
yes.
I love you.
No,
we got to
sure.
get this thing going. When are we gonna break this record?
Whenever, whenever pitchers keep leaving the ball out over the plate. Whenever I get pitches to hit, you know what I'm saying?
And lay off the sliders off the plate.
You know what?
I've noticed you chasing recently.
Oh, you're a great coach.
Yeah.
Aren't I a good coach?
You're
just lay off those
pitches. So good. Especially like when they look right down the middle until they're not. It's really – okay, got it. Thanks. Appreciate you.
Pete, man, we love you.
Yeah,
I want you to be a Met for life.
Appreciate
and I want
that.
You to hit a home run tonight. All
thank
right?
you.
It'll make us feel like we contributed to it.
That's
all right?
Honestly like one. That's it. If you want me to break the record, you're only saying, you can get one. That's crazy.
Fine. Hit me three tonight, Pete.
I haven't done it in a big league career yet. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. That's what I want to see. Thank you, Pete. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Pete Alonso, live from the Cadillac Club. Quick break. We'll get back to your phone calls. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.